It's time to catch up with the CEO of the Central Goldfields Shire and Lucy Roffey. Lucy, good morning to you.
Good morning. And did you have a win yesterday?
No, I didn't even have a bet, to be perfectly honest. No, how about you?
Didn't bet on that race, no. Won a few others, though, so I had a good day.
Oh, very good. Actually, one of the ladies at work here had, I think, only a fairly small wager, but on a couple of long shots. And I think she used, you know, that really important sort of scientific approach, you know, the colours and the name. And she won a poultice. Gee, I tell you what, Friday night drinks are on her.
Wow.
That's for sure. So, anyway, hey, talking of money, there's money on offer. Community grants now open in the Goldfields.
Yeah, that's right. So we're just launching our community grants program, which we have every year, and we've got a pool of funds of $33,500 this year. So encouraging community groups around the Shire to think about projects they've got coming up and put in an application. And we're particularly focused this year in projects that will support, you know, COVID recovery and support the community recover from that. So if they go online, we've got all the guidelines there on our Central Goldfields website page, and applications close on the 16th of December.
Okay, and I see they're for amounts above 500. So, you know, really from relatively small to something that could be considered quite major as well. So it's great stuff.
Yeah, yeah. And as I said, a real focus on COVID recovery this year. So yeah, we're looking forward to seeing lots of great projects come through.
Yeah. Now, the Central Goldfield Shire going to be on the TV campaign to entice visitors.
Well, you might have already seen it. It's been out there for a week or so already. But yes, we've put out first time we've tried a television campaign, and we're hoping, first of all, to get regional visitors to come over to the Shire. We've got lots of fantastic things for people to do and lots of outdoor activities. So we're trying to get people to come and visit. And then, of course, with restrictions lifting in Melbourne in a week's time, we're hoping that people from Melbourne will also come and visit and you know, visit our shops and our cafes and just get the economy going again.
Yeah. Isn't it great, too? I see in the notes that a lot of drone footage was used. It's fantastic, the drone footage that we see from everywhere. Now, it really can just highlight what is a beautiful place from angles that you wouldn't normally get to, unless, of course, you probably went out and hired a helicopter.
Yeah, that's right. And I do want to make a special mention. Leon Dwyer from Australian UAV, he actually donated the footage for us, which was really appreciated. And it does really highlight the beauty of the place and just the open spaces as well. So there's, you know, so much fantastic recreational open space in the Shire, and that's what you get from that drone footage, absolutely.
Yeah. And as you said too, initially sort of looking at regional areas, but of course now that Melbourne is starting to open back up, we've been trying to keep them out for 6 months now we want them back. Come back, all is forgiven.
Absolutely.
Now,
yeah, no, we'll be welcoming them back, absolutely.
Yes. Squirtle the Turtle, as Pauline would say, please explain.
Yeah, Squirtle the Turtle is a gift from Central Highlands Water, and it's actually a fabulous piece of play equipment, which we've just put in the Coronation Park playground, but it also has an environmental message. And it was originally used at a festival to collect all of the water bottles that people use, just to highlight how many plastic bottles people throw away. And the message here is really to choose tap, which is Central Highlands Water's message. Choose tap, use tap water, and don't ruin the environment with plastic water bottles. So it's a great message while children are having a fantastic time playing on the play equipment.
Yep, absolutely. Now, do you know what Squirtle the Turtle's girlfriend's name is?
No.
Michelle. Michelle, get it?
Oh, right.
Oh, hang on. Crickets in the background there. Ah, they can't all be winners, Lucy, can they?
No, it's a bit lame.
Yeah, I know. Anyway, listen, great. Have a great weekend, a great week and a great weekend, and we'll look forward to chatting again next week.
Great. Thanks, Mark.
Good on you. Lucy Roffey from the Central Goldfield Shire. A bit lame. Oh, that's a bit harsh. That's the idea of dad jokes.